podcasts to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Well, good morning, my friends, and hello. It is December 9th, 2020, the last month of this fabulous year, and we have an extraordinary guest on this, The Healing Sound Show. I am co-hosting with my most radically wonderful wife, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Jonathan, hello, and just delighted to be here. I'm glad I'm radically.
And we have a wonderful guest named Lee Harris. Andy, who is Lee Harris?
Well, I would love to tell our audience. Lee Harris is a globally acclaimed energy, intuitive, and transformation teacher who offers grounded, practical teachings focused on helping conscious, intuitive, and sensitive people to heal, thrive, and live a better life. His book, Energy Speaks, became an instant bestseller in March 2019, and his intuitive messages reach hundreds of thousands of people every month via his highly popular monthly energy update videos. His community, The Portal, offers tools and interactive live teachings to his members in his worldwide community. With over 100 audio recordings and online courses for navigating a soul-led life with clarity, empowerment, and optimism, Lee also mentors creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs. His annual Soul Magic retreats and workshops are held around the globe and are adventures into the deepest aspects of living, loving, and awakening. As a musician and artist, Lee deeply believes in the power of our own creativity for healing and incorporates sound healing and creativity into many of his works. His latest recording is Awaken, and it is our great joy to welcome you to the Healing Sound Show this morning, Lee. Welcome.
Welcome, Lee.
Thank you so much for having me, both of you. It's my delight to be here with you two. Thank you.
Well, we have so many things to talk about, and I guess the first thing we always like to ask is, Lee Harris, you are an internationally known, intuitive, I'd say the word channel, whatever term we like. You work with energy and all sorts of things. How did you get to being who and what you are? Where are you from? What are your experiences growing up that manifested in you becoming the author of Energy Speaks?
In fact, Lee, tell us about your journey.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's funny, you know, it's always an odd thing when you do a show like this and you hear your biography read back. it's always, and I know you must know that, both of you, but it's always a little strange because you always sound busier and more accomplished than you realized you maybe were, or at least that's how it sounds when it's all put together like that. But as I was listening to you, I was struck. I was struck by just how, isn't it funny that the thing that we can be passionate students of, we also find ourselves ending up being a teacher of as well as a student. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was listening to that biography, and I was thinking, God, isn't it funny that as a teenager and as someone in my early 20s. My great passion was metaphysics, personal development, and music. And it's funny how those are the things I now work in, even though at the time that wasn't what I was doing. So I was born in England. I'm 44 now. And I was born into a very loving family, but not necessarily an overtly spiritual family. So I think what happened to me is in my early years, I was very sensitive and emotional. but I didn't necessarily have language for that at the time. So I took that to be not only a problem in that how I was experiencing the world, but also that was the information I was given from the people around me. Like many who I think are sensitive or intuitive or aware of certain things, you often think you're too much for other people, the world is too much for you. So I was kind of stuck in that for quite a lot of years, and the way I managed to survive it was to develop an eating disorder quite young. I was taken to Weight Watchers age 10. Long story short, I was kind of up and down with my weight all through my teens. And my final stage of that was bulimia. So the only reason I bring that up is I think my coping mechanism back then was to kind of turn against myself. And that was the way that I could kind of survive what I was experiencing. But I had a real epiphany in my late teens when I discovered metaphysics and spirituality. And I also started writing music for the first time. I would hear music, and I learned a few chords on the guitar so that I could write these songs down. And to me, that was just the experience was magic. Because I had always loved music, I'd always sung, but I didn't ever think I would end up composing. I thought I needed a musical education to do that, and, you know, my musical education was all by ear. So it was around the time that I was really delving into metaphysics that I heard the voice of my guides. And so I became a channeler, which was honestly something I was a little skeptical of. I mean, I loved tarot readers, I loved kind of going for intuitive readings, but I remember being taken to see a channeler and thinking, well, he's clearly wise, but why did he have to close his eyes and put on a weird voice to give me that information? You know, and I now have complete egg on my face because, you know, that's what I do. So I wasn't necessarily a fan of channelers. I was a huge fan of healing, and I was a huge fan of personal development. But my guides explained to me that they'd been with me all my life, as they are with all of us, and that I just hadn't been able to hear them in childhood. And they drew me back to this recurring dream that I used to have when I was a kid, the only recurring dream I ever had, where they were basically downstairs in my living room. And they were trying to talk to me, but all I could hear was static, like the static that you used to have on old TV sets. So they were always there, but the breakthrough came for me when I was able to overcome some of my, and start to heal some of my self-destructive behavior, and which had been my coping mechanism, and really turned myself towards healing and spirituality. And as soon as I did that, now when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, everything kind of happened. At the time, I didn't see it. I wasn't able to put all the pieces together, but creating music, channeling, and then eventually that led to me doing it for friends. And one of those friends was a yoga teacher, and she said, you should be doing this as a job. And at the time, I was trying to break into the music industry with no success. So I started doing readings for people, and that was 16 years ago. And it just took off like a rocket. It's that irony, isn't it? You can be desperately trying to make something happen on the left, which for me was the music industry, and it's not working. And over on the right, something that you didn't even conceive could work or would work becomes very popular very quickly. So, yeah, it's been a fascinating journey, and that's kind of the bare bones of it.
Well, that was beautiful, concise, something I think that both Andy and I can relate to. Andy?
And Lee, I just want to say thank you for sharing on such a deep level, because your journey and the issues that you had growing up and what led you into on your spiritual path, I think a lot of people can relate to that. So I appreciate that you shared that depth of your being. Thank you.
And I would, just before we begin to talk about well, you know, whether it's your music or your, you know, the beings that you channel or the information or whatnot, I just would like to, because I have known some rather well-known channels you know, in this lifetime, and a lot of them have faced some real difficulty when initially they began to, shall we say, explore this stuff. And I was just wondering, did you have any sort of stuff like, oh my God, I'm going crazy, or this is all nonsense, or what am I going to do with this? Did you have any sort of experiences that, pulled you momentarily off the path?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's so funny. One of the things that's clearest to me about that whole time, so it was 21 years ago, or 22 years ago, I first heard the voice of my guides. And there was this real awareness for me that I absolutely trusted them. And I don't mean on day one, but after 4 to 6 months of going home every night after my day job and writing down questions and then writing down their answers and literally having all these pieces of paper that I could study, and I could see that what they were saying was helping, was beyond what I could understand. But if I followed what they were saying or looked at the way they were asking me to see something, it would really transform my life or transform a relationship or transform an area. So I couldn't deny my trust of this incredible thing that was happening. But I was absolutely petrified about how everyone else would would take it, you know. So I felt very at home with them, but I was very concerned that I would be alienated because of it. Because I didn't know anybody who did what I was doing. And it was much more fringy back then. I think it's becoming a bit more normal these days, for sure, whether it's channeling
You got no idea what it was like 40, 50 years ago.
But anyway, I can imagine.
But let me ask you a question. Did you, though, ever, even though you really felt this was correct, also feel as though you may have been suffering from some sort of a psychological or psychiatric malady?
I wondered, you know, I remember thinking, literally in the first week it happened, I was like, well, maybe this is schizophrenia, which is the word that we gave it then. I mean, I think now it's multiple personality disorder, I think. And I thought, well, if it is, then I got a really good one. Well, I'm glad that they're never telling me to do anything bad. You know, I was willing to believe that, but I think because I was so interested in who we are as human beings, and I was studying a lot, you know, in various different modalities, and I had some really good friends and older friends who were mentors, like, you know, 20 years older than me, who were very spiritually wise, who'd kind of taken me under their wing. I was able to use other people to just check that everything was okay, both in the way that they experienced the guides when I would channel for them, but also just, you know, talking to them about how I was experiencing it. So I had a very close-knit but small private circle that I was able to process through it with, and very quickly realized I was okay, you know?
Potentially either lost ourselves or lost Lee for a moment.
Oh, dear. Are you there, Lee?
Are we here, Jay?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
So indeed, as electricity divas sometimes play games with really strong manifestations of vibration, we had a little bleep for a moment, but we're back with Lee Harris. And Lee, we have about a minute before we begin at least talking about awake, but for the moment, you were just to conclude, if you can, with what you were saying about, you know, your support group.
Yeah, I think they really carried me through, and I think that's so important for any of us, whether it's, you know, a support group that we go to that's a recovery group or a group of friends or a place that we can go where our fears, our concerns can be reflected or supported by other people. So yeah, I had an incredible support group, and I really studied the guides before I worked with other people. I really wanted to check that everything felt right to me, and you know, so far, 22 years later, they've never disappointed me.
Bravo.
Yahoo. Well, indeed. We're going to be talking about I guess you're, the beings that you work with are called the Z's, and we'll talk about them after we go to commercial. The Z, letter Z, 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 or Z apostrophe S, or ZS. But for the moment, we're going to hear a little excerpt from your latest recording called Awaken, and this one is called Live Another Day. And rather than asking about each and every one, we'll just, play them and go into it. But they're very, very lovely. And just, were you singing? Were you playing music? What was your role in this in 30
yes.
seconds or less?
I wrote this song on piano, and you'll hear me singing this song. It's a song I wrote for my father about 9 months before he passed, and then I finished the writing 2 days after he passed. So the song is called To Live Another Day, and I co-produced this with Davor Bozic in Slovenia. And the whole album, in fact, is myself and Davor.
Oh, how
beautiful.
Well,
let's
give a listen, then we'll go to commercial. We are with Lee Harris, and folks, we ain't touched nothing in terms of the depth of Lee's consciousness, his abilities, but you can feel his great depth of wisdom and kindness. And now, here's some sound from Lee Harris.
What are you seeing? In those eyes, are you baiting Father Time? I know you're tired, darling. I would be too. It hurts to see this pain in you. So live another day.
Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
So here we are back at the Healing Sound Show on December 9, 2020, with me, Jonathan Goldman, my lovely co-host, Andy Goldman, and our fabulous guest, Lee Harris. Lee, let's dive right into it. You were talking a little bit about your, shall we say, being a, for want of a better term, a channel. And can you tell us a little bit about the beings that you work with? And then I'll take it from there. But just, do they have a name or anything like that?
Yeah, it was funny. When I first met them, I said, do you have a name? And they said, well, we don't have names, but we know that humans like and need names. So they said, you can call me Zachary, and I'm the lead spokesperson for the group. It turns out that they said that the group is 88 beings who then extend wider into source. So in my mind at the time, all I'd ever heard about was somebody who channeled one being or one angel or, but they were explaining it to me a little differently. They said that we're all channeling all of the time, and they weren't meaning speaking to our guides. They were saying, you're all composed of energy that you have become. So, for example, you might be a little bit your mother in one way. You might be a little bit your best friend in another way. You're all, they say, none of you are as fixed as you believe you are, and you're all more fluid. So they said, it's the same for us. They said, yes, we are a group of 88 energies. Some of us have been incarnate on Earth before. But they said, we also extend beyond our group. They said, so any information that we can give you, think of us as more of a consciousness library. We're a cluster group who hold a consciousness of what they call galactic source wisdom. But they say the reason they hold that is they're connected to so many other points of information as well. So rather than explaining that they were very defined or one being or one entity, it took me a moment to get my head around it, because I hadn't heard of that before. But now I have to say, I think it was very helpful to me, because it has reminded me constantly of the multidimensionality of all of us and everything, all the time.
Beautifully. And what's coming to me as you're talking is that, you know, being able to channel this information, to channel this guidance, you know, to share this wisdom is so helpful to so many people. And I know that you have, you know, the community, your portal. And do you do channeling and inspiring guidance through your community? And how do you do that to assist other people? That, I think, our audience would love to know about.
Well, so over the years, I mean, now I think I've been putting work out publicly. I started the reading 16 years ago, but it was 2006 when I think I put out some articles and some audio recordings. So the way I do it these days is that there are kind of three different arms, in a way, to what I do. Obviously, the music is one arm, and that's over on the left. Then there is the channeling itself, and I do that through audio recordings or live broadcast. So I will channel a message from the Z's. So, for example, just this morning I was actually channeling next month's message, which is called Your Voice and How It Creates Your Future. And that was about 50 minutes long. And that I will now send to DeVore. And DeVore is, you know, the collaborator that I work with on the music. And he will layer sound healing into my recording. And we will release that as an MP3 recording. And that will come out in January. So every month we're producing essentially a sonic transmission that has the channeling, that has the frequencies of sound that DeVore brings. So he will study the planets, and he will encode the sounds, and you know all about this, Jonathan, with certain frequencies and certain tones that will support the message. So every month we do that, and I have a live call, a video broadcast for 90 minutes every month with my portal community, where I not only channel disease, but I also speak as an intuitive. It's kind of what I experience as a semi-channeled state. When I channel disease, it's very much their voice, their perspective, their collective, and their vantage point of Earth. But when I speak as an energy intuitive, which is something that I think really developed for me over the years because of my channeling work, I'm more acting as a bridge between their vantage point and where we are at as human beings on the ground. And so every month I do a free energy update on YouTube, and I've been doing those for 8 years now, and they're probably what I'm most known for, I would say, at this point. And that's just me giving intuitive information about the kinds of energies we're experiencing on the planet right now and how they might show up for you, what they might look like, and things you might want to cultivate or tools you might want to use to help support you with that.
And Lee, how can people find you?
Yeah, so if you go to leeharrisenergy.com, the word energy, so leeharrisenergy.com, you'll find everything that I do there. You can also go to my YouTube channel, Lee Harris Energy. We put out about 4 free videos every week now. So there's plenty of content. And then the portal is my monthly members community, where we do a deep dive and offer various tools every month to support people's sensitivity and awakening. And really, I would say that one of the things that seems to be my mission is really helping other people who are here as, whether they call it light workers or whether you feel that you're here to help uplift humanity. I spend a lot of time and energy supporting those people to take their place in the world, because we're all needed, and especially at a time like this, who we are and what we're here to bring uniquely to the world is so important.
Indeed. Well, I have a feeling that in a minute or so we're going to be playing some music. I warned you about this, so in about a minute or so, tell us a little bit more about the portal.
So the portal is something that I came up with. I think it was 2013. I felt, you know, a lot of people would like buy my recordings or they would watch the free videos or read the articles. But there was a call. And so obviously, you know, I've done workshops around the world. But I thought, well, what if every month I served this core community? And because the core community are there, they will inform what I do as well. So it's a real relationship. And we have a few thousand people in there right now, which has grown a lot. And it allows me to focus the messages specifically for and to that group. And over the years, we've just added more and more in there every month. So it's a place that me and my team really love. And it is a family relationship that we have with our portal members.
Well, we're going to hear more about the portal, so right now we're going to hear another cut from Awaken called All Who Walk the Earth.
HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
So here we are back with Lee Harris on the Healing Sound Show with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my co-host, Andy Goldman. Hi, Andy.
Hello, Jonathan, and delighted that we're with Lee. And once again, you can reach Lee at LeeHarrisEnergy.com. And Lee, one of the things that I was really wanting to talk with you about today is your book, Energy Speaks. And I was very taken with that actual title because energy is such a, you know, a powerful part of, I mean, we are all energy. Can you tell us about your book and tell us what guided you to call it Energy Speaks?
Well, I self-published a couple of books called Energy Speaks, Volume 1 and Volume 2, back in 2012 and 2014. And they did well, and people liked them. And then I was preparing a completely different book with a very good editor I was working with. And this was about 3 years ago. And it just wasn't, for some reason, flowing at all. And during that whole process, I suddenly heard quite clearly that I needed to do a new version of Energy Speaks, like to take those first two volumes, to add more material, to re-edit the whole thing, and that it was really important that I put that book out. And I personally was a little bit reticent to put the book out. For some reason, I felt like it was important to have more of an intuitive voice than a channeled voice, but I was clearly wrong because the more I just allowed the process, suddenly creating Energy Speaks flowed, and New World Library wanted to publish it. So basically it's a collection of what I would call some of the greatest hits of the topics that I've channeled on over the years. And we edited them very carefully so that the reader can have a very energetic experience of them, because these were originally delivered verbally, and I'm sure, as you guys know, a transcript doesn't necessarily translate. So we worked quite hard on making sure that the flow and the transmission of the energy of the material came through to you when you were reading, and that we preserved things like the exercises. And I channeled some extra stuff for each of the chapters too. So for me, like you said, Andy, Energy Speaks is such a truth that that title came to me way back when, and I thought, well, that kind of says it all in so many ways. Not only is it an energy that has been speaking to me and bringing this information through, but their main teaching is that our energy is speaking all of the time. The question is, are we listening? And so the book is really designed to walk you through, some of the key areas of what it is to be human.
So Lee, your book deals with everything from releasing guilt to soul group, to power, to sex, to money, to women, to relationship, transmuting fear. But what do you think is the most important overall message that is necessary for our planet to be resonating with in these most extraordinary times?
With you asking me that question today, I think the answer that feels most true today is that we need to, I would say, go beyond what we believe is reality as a human being. Now, I don't necessarily mean, you know, completely ignore everything that's around you, but there is a density at work on this planet that isn't helping us ascend our consciousness as a collective. And we all know that consciousness is changing and is getting stronger all of the time, but the density is the way that we might see the world. So for example, you get very, very attached to what's going on politically, and you don't choose to also understand that what's happening politically right now is part of the game or experience that we came here to have. So one of the things that these talk about is they say, if when you remember you're a soul, you take the human stuff a lot more lightly than you do when you forget that you're a soul having an experience. So they talk about the ability to zoom out and to step back and to look at your life as a whole and to look at what's going on in this moment. So when we're in what I just called the density, and we all have it. I mean, you know, I had it yesterday. I was frustrated that something wasn't working, and I found myself getting annoyed at this thing for about five minutes. And then I was like, oh, hang on a second. There's a reason it isn't working. It's okay. Just take a breath, stand back, and then
plug it in.
I was okay, you know? So I think it's that we're most missing in our human consciousness. The remembrance that we're a soul, and that energy matters and that energy counts. I think, you know, we've definitely been done a disservice as to the way that we've been asked to look at our lives, this planet, and ourselves as human beings. And I'm sure most people listening to this show don't view the world that way. And I think the more people that start to wake up to that, the better shape we'll be in.
Well, that I haven't heard from Jay, who's telling us how much time we do or don't have left, but I can't think of a better time to go into the song Awaken, because that seems to be on a level, perhaps one of the really most important agendas that we must manifest is to awaken. And so LeeHarrisEnergy.com, this is Awaken from Lee's new, it's an actually excerpt from his new recording called Awaken. And what we've been hearing is absolutely delightful, so I have no doubt, let us all awaken to this. You're with me, Jonathan Goldman, Andy Goldman on the Healing Sound Show. Let us awaken.
If you listen really close, the future calls you. If you let go of the rope, life will surprise you. There's a fire in your heart, so love it lightly. Let it burn into your mind, then you will be free. You've been riding the fall from grace. You're forgetting the star from whence we came.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
Wow, time goes by so fast. It is towards the end of the hour on the Healing Sound Show with me, Jonathan Goldman, my lovely wife, Andy, and our fabulous guest, Lee Harris. Lee, your music is just wonderful. First and foremost, love what we've been hearing from Awaken. It is heartfelt, it is brilliantly produced, and we're just hearing excerpts of it, and I know that we can find this on LeeHarrisEnergy.com. Is that correct?
It is, and in fact, we even created a special website for the album, so if you're enjoying the music, you could go to awakenalbum.com.
Cool. Very brilliant.
Yes.
Well, and let's talk about the power of sound and music for this last little section, because we could be talking once again, as always, hours. We have choice little tidbits, but you mentioned that you would, you know, initially one of your great interests was music. And you obviously have been continuing on with music. I'm not going to ask you about your relationship with the fellow who is engineering and producing this, because he's obviously a highly evolved being who really knows what he's doing. So kudos and congratulations to him. But can you talk for a moment about your thoughts about the power of sound and music?
Well, you know, I touched briefly at the beginning of the show about the time that I was turning against myself, put it that way, with my behavior, so my coping mechanisms when I was in my teenage years. And what I realized later on is that before metaphysics and healing came along to it sounds dramatic. I probably don't mean it quite this dramatically, but it's the best way I can put it. Came along to save my life, really, and to bring me back. Music was what did it through my childhood and my teens. It was music was, I would say, the spiritual force in my life, even though I didn't necessarily understand it that way. But, for example, I remember as a teen being in, you know, the kind of internal turmoil and pain that you're in. And I would hear a song and I would listen to the singer and what they were singing, and it would, the combination of their words reprogramming my experience while the music moved my energy, it was incredible for me. It had an incredible effect on me, and it helped me both feel my feelings, but also perhaps recalibrate my feelings in a way that nothing else really came close. So music has always been a lifeline and a healer to me. So to now be able to create music for others is just beyond the beyond. Like, one of my favorite things is if someone says, oh, your song really made me cry, or it really uplifted me. I'm so happy whenever I hear that, because I know how deeply grateful I am to every song that does that for me. So to be able to kind of give back and to hopefully do something that carries that frequency for others is really important to me.
Beautiful. And Lee, I mentioned to you during the break about World Sound Healing Day and how that's coming up, and how we try to, if you like, combine consciousness and intentionality with sound. And I was wondering if you could spend a moment or two just giving your hit on the importance of consciousness, intentionality in creating personal and planetary shifts.
It's interesting, because one of the things that came up this morning in the channeling that I did about the voice and the power of our voice is they were saying that, you know, you all have no idea how the sound you make completely changes your future and creates your future. And that often the way that we're speaking to other people, either through tone or with the words that we use, is programmed and habituated based on what we learned was acceptable, was desired, was wanted, and also what we learned wasn't wanted. And so we avoid those words or those tones. And what they were saying is, when we are embodied with sound, so if you tone or if you hum or if you bring sound through your body, through your vehicle, without the intention of words or language-based communication with other people, you re-embody your voice. And they were saying that we have all dislocated our voices. Like, collectively, we've been asked to see our voices as something that exists above and outside our body, and most people tend to think of it that way because, you know, where we produce the sound seems to come mostly from the area of the mouth, or that's how we perceive it. And then, of course, our thoughts we tend to experience as at the top or above our head. So they were saying, you know, you've become very dislocated from your voices, and you've learned to communicate with each other with your voices almost outside and above your body. And they're saying that the key is for us to re-own the sounds of our bodies, because in our bodies, our soul's wisdom resides. And so a voice that expresses from inside the body rather than above or outside the body has enormous power to create change. So the reason I share that is, you know, I think of the work that you do and the work that you two do to bring people into that, how important that is. It's so important, because when we sound bath our own body, which is what we do from my perception, when we tone or when we, you know, hum or produce any sound that is just really for the joy of producing sound itself, we do reconnect ourselves back to our bodies and our consciousness, and then our voice can carry a whole other level of power in its intention and its expression. And the Z's say our voice is creating and recreating our world, so be as active and as powerful when you express your truth as you can be.
Lee, that was so beautifully said, and the whole show today has been such a delight, and it has totally touched my heart. So thank you for all of your beautiful words and coming from your voice.
And Lee Harris, as we go out in this brilliance, if you like, I was guided to play this next cut, not knowing we would be talking about it. This cut is called This is the Voice. So here we go with Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Higher Consciousness and Love.
And thank you
once again, Lee.
This show has just gone way too fast.
Way too fast, and it's been wonderful. And will resonate very soon. LeeHarrisEnergy.com. Meanwhile, this is the voice.
I forgive.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
And here we are, my friends, closing up the last show of December 2020. But come on back next year when we got the fabulous January 13th show with Roger Nelson, who is the director of the Global Consciousness Project, which is very cool and ties into so much important work right now. And I think this is going to be the 14th year that I've been doing the, or more, the Healing Sound Show. So hooray. Everybody have an incredible series of holy days and happy new year. We'll see you real soon. Stay in love. And lightens on. And Andy, thank you for being with me.
Oh, my joy, Jonathan. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.